Ryan Simon, Reish Tzadik Dalet, Sif Gimel. Tisha Ba'av, Shechal Liyois, Be'echad B'Shabbos. When Tisha B'Av is Chal Be'echad B'Shabbos, so it comes out, Havdolah Alakais is made Sunday night. Istar v'loy hivdil betfilev. So if he made a mistake and he did not say atach en antonu, eino yitzorich lachzor elispalo. He does not have to daven over again. So this is different than Steve Bays. Steve Bays, we said, if he did not say atach en antonu, Moitzoi Shabbos, and he will not have a kais Moitzoi Shabbos on Sunday, so he has to daven over again. And here we say, if Tisha B'Av is Sunday, and the first opportunity you'll have to say Avdolah L'Kais will be Sunday night, so here we say, he does not have to daven over again. He can rely on the kais of Avdolah that he'll make Avdolah Sunday night. Kivin shemavdil ala kais b'maytzoi Tisha B'Av. So it seems the difference is because normally the Zman of Avdolah is Moitzoi Shabbos. So there Chazal said, if you forgot Atach and Antonu, you can rely on the Avdolah on the Kois, which will be Moitzoi Shabbos or Sunday by day. But if in this Zman you will not have a Kois, so you have to daven over again. Masha'in Kain, if Tisha B'Av is Sunday, so the first opportunity he has to make Avdolah on the Kois is Sunday evening. So there, Sunday evening is equal to Meitzoi Shabbos. And just like by Meitzoi Shabbos, if he has a kais, so we say you do not have to daven over again, you can make Avdolah L'Kais. So here, since the first opportunity of Avdolah is Sunday evening, so we say you don't have to daven over again and you can rely on the kais that you will have Sunday evening, Meitzoi Tisha B'Av.
What about a whole one?
So, what the someone of Shech? Does he have a kais? So, it's not maybe
he No, there's a whole one who doesn't have a kais.
He doesn't have a kais.
Then we play the whole work by the whole right the whole thing.
This we didn't learn this yet, because here there's a new problem. You're not allowed to eat before Havdolah. He's a chayla, so I know we'll have to see the latest among them for this. I don't know Claude, what to tell you. B'makim sha'amru she'enei chayzer lehisfalo. That's what we said. Let's say Moitzoi Shabbos, he has a kais. So we say that he forgot atach en antonu. He doesn't have to daven over again because he can make Avdolah l'kais. B'makim sha'amru she'enei chayzer lehisfalo. Miyad k'shesiyem habrochem. So the minute he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, said, Chaneini Mitra Chochma Bina Vados, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ein Leilachser. So he should not be Chayzer, אף על פי שלא יפוסח בברוכה של אחר. That means the minute he said the Shem, the bracha is finished, and he continues. Since Atoch and Antonu is not ma'akev, if he has a kois tonight, so Kozman, he didn't say the Shem. He said, Boruch Ato. Then he chapped, oh, he didn't say Ato Chen Antonu. So go back to Ato Chen Antonu. Choneinu mit, v'choneinu mit, chochoch mabino v'doas. But the minute he said the Shem, so he, it's kilu, he was goymer the bracha already. So he says Chaynin Ados, and he continues, and he does not go back. Ein Leilaser, so he should not go back, because Atochin Antonu is not Ma'akiv. Avalpi Shaloi Posach Bibrocha Shalachel, he did not start the next Brochim, but the minute he was masked the Shem, he continues. And this klal is by everything that is not ma'akiv, that you don't have to go back. The minute you say the Shem, you continue. For example, Alanitim, by Hanukkah and Purim. So, Kozman v'chol achayim, Boruch Ato, you didn't say the Shem, so you go back and you say Alanitim. But the minute said, Boruch Ato Hashem, you finished Haidah, and you continue, since it's not Ma'akiv. So any Haskorim that is not Ma'akiv, as soon as the Shem was mentioned, it's considered that the Brocha ended, and you continued. Sivkotin Zayim. Shesiyim ha-broche, haynu shehizker Hashem shel siyim ha-broche. He was masked the Shem. The bezeh mikri ki'ilu kvar siyim. It's equivalent as if he ended the broche already and he goes further. Sifei, b'mokim sha'omru she'ein echoizel. Again, in a place where he does not have to go back. He did not say Atoch and Antonu. Imrotzo lahachmer al atzmoi lachzer. But he feels very bad. He's starting off the new week without an Atoch and Antonu. And he wants to be machmal. So the din is as follows. Im siyem tefilosei, he ended Shemayna Esrei, and he realized he did not say Atoch in Antonu. So he wants to daven over Shemayna Esrei to say Atoch in Antonu. So be'etzem, he's not mechuyev to daven over again. So this Shemayna Esrei is equivalent to a Tfilas Nidovim. That means I'm not mechuyev. I want to daven a proper Shemayna Esrei. So one is permitted to daven a Tfilas Nidovim, even though it's not a choyvo. Well, we'll see in Mishneh Berurah, not everyone can do this. Only if he's sure he'll be mechaven this new Shemayna Esrei. If he won't be mechaven the new Shemayna Esrei, forget about it. It's not kedai. His mind won't wander. Whatever it was, but he was yaitzer ready the first one. So, but if he knows he'll be mechaven the second Shemayna Esrei, and he wants to repeat the Shemayna Esrei in order to have a Shemayna Esrei with an Atoch in Antonu, Rashoi, he's allowed to do it. Avol imadayin loisiyim filosoi. But what is, let us say, he said, Baruch ato Hashem chaynen hadoas. And after the chaynen hadoas, he realized he didn't say ato chinantono. So he wants to say the ato chaynen again. The Torah is nedoveh. That means, he doesn't say, he's before Hashiveinu, and he wants to say the Baruchah of Ata Chaynein B'Toyres Nedover. Einai Rashoi Lachza. This he's not allowed to do. We'll see why in the Mishnah Berurim. So let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Rashoi, if he wants to daven over again the whole Shemaneh Esrei, he's permitted to daven over the whole Shemaneh Esrei. V'tayres nedovim. V'hai la'el b'sayf simen kuv zayin. The only spalel nedove elami shemakir atmoi zoris vizoir v'sheyichaven. He knows clearly that he will be able to be mechaven the whole Shemoneh Esrei, or else it's not kedai to make a nedove. Yeah. He will daven the whole Shemoneh Esrei v'kavonim, he's allowed to daven over again. But to daven over, he said, Baruch ata Hashem chaynen hados. So the chayva was without ata chaynen tonu. Now he wants to say, ata chaynen l'shem nedovim. Kivin einei rashoi, kivin da einei tzorich lachzer, havi hefstik. So the Bach says pshat, he's in the middle of a tefillah shel chayva. He's davening a tefillah shel chayva. He wants to say one broche l'shem nedove. It doesn't fit in. A broche l'shem nedove in a tefillah shel chayva is a hefstik. This is a tefillah shel chayva. So I'm saying over this broche, good, the chayva didn't come out too good. I want to say a broche shel nedove in middle of a tefillah shel chayva. So the Bach says this is a hefstik. What? Yeah. Kiblu olav chayva. Since Reish Tzadikei. What? Shemayim Tvili can't do that. Only because... What? The other things he can put in, but after Chananton he can't put in because Likir is a Shvach, not a Bakoshim. So that's why you can't stick it into Shemayim Tvili. You can't do that either, because something that's not ma'akiv the broche, as soon as the broche is finished, you cannot put it in. You're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, there's some things that you can put in and some things you can't put in. If it's not ma'akiv the broche, you cannot put it in. You're finished with the broche and you go further. So first we start with a remark. Hagol. Vaimrim vihinoyam. After Shemoneh Esrei, we say vihinoyam. Veseder kedushim and vata kodesh. Va'arichus. You say this slowly. Kedei la'acher seder kedushim, that it should take a few minutes later. Sha'oz hoizrim rishoyim legehenem. So every step from the Bohurachum and the Bohu, we don't realize what we're doing. We're a minute saved is... It's gewaldic. To go into the Gehenim a minute later is a big gewaldic erevach. So therefore we're marir in v'hinoyam to say the kedusha ba'arichus. What? The Rishonim are totally when Klal Yisrael will enter. What? Totally in the Kilim is some of the Dabendin. They la'acher say the Kedushim. Sha'oz chayzrim Rishonim le'gehenem. So let's first see the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'aymrim ve'hi noyam. Ve'noyagim lichpel posik oirech yomim. And by ve'hi noyam we say the posik oirech yomim two times. Two. Ayin shom hatam. So he says, look into the two. So I looked into the tool, but you look into the tool, you won't know too much. You have to hear it. So the tool says, "Shall ye day kain, if you say two times, oirech yomim, nishlam Hashem hayeti mimenu." Fine. So by saying two times, the posik, it's Nishlam Hashem. So we don't know too much. So the Morgan Avraham brings down, it's not so poshut, it's very interesting. The Mishnah said, look in the Torah. What do you know from the Torah? So the Morgan Avraham brings down Amata Moshe, that's a shot in the Torah. We also won't appreciate it too much, but Al Kaponim will know a little bit what the Torah is saying. This pasuk Oirech Yomim, the last word of Oirech Yomim, as biyeyu vareyu bishu osi. Fine. The word bishu osi has two yudin. Fine. If you say twice the pasuk, so you have four yudin. The end it was four yudin. What's for you then? Oh, of shekoyflin oisoi, when you say twice mishuasi, he dalad you then. Fine. Vihi shame havaye bimilu yudin. This is the shame havaye bimilu with the yudin. What does that mean? So the Master Sashekel says, the shame havaye yud kei vov kei. Now, if you write out the Shem Havaye b'milui, what does milui mean? Yud is yud vav dalet. Hey is a hey and a yud. Vav is vav yud vav. And then hey is again a hey and a yud. So if you write the Shem Havaye b'miluyoi in each, so there are four yudin in the Shem Havaye. So the Shem Havaye b'miluyoi yud kei mov kei, there are four yudin. And we want to be Muslim this Shem, so therefore we say Bishuasi two times, and Bishuasi two times is for Yudin, and to that we have. That we won't. So then, yeah, that we're not up to. Al Kaponim. What? Yeah, but Al Kaponim, we know a little bit what we are accomplishing. Uposik v'hinoyam agavuchem. The Kaf HaChayim and the Magen Avraham brings down that Tashbat. We should appreciate a little bit v'hinoyam. The Tashbat says v'hinoyam has 130 words. V'noyam yoshev b'seisa, 130 words. Now, what's 130 words? K'minyan ha-koyhanim. Ha-koyhanim is gematria 130. Now, so what's that? So we'll now go a little further. שכהני חשמינוי, בשעס דכהנים חשמינויים, they were loichem with the Yevonim, they said, והיא נויים 7 times. The Kahanim said 7 times Vihinoyam Bil Mechomo the Nitzim. The start of the Nitzachin of the Kahanim was they said 7 times Vihinoyam. Olekar Nelam, and that is why in the Pasuk Vihinoyam there's no Zion there. Shakol ha'oimrei zayin ka'omim nitzel b'kli zayin. So therefore they were nitzel from the weapons of the enemy. That was the sort of the atzlocha of the hashmeinoim. That was their atom bomb, that was their koyach. They said v'hinoyam 7 times. The tashbat. The Magdabon brings down the Tashbat. Now, before we go a little further to understand, now the Kaf HaChaim brings down from Darizal, Oimrim Vihinoyam, we say Vihinoyam right after Shemayna Esrei, Kedei Lahamshir Toisvus Kedushis Shabbos Lachol Yemei Ashevua Ad Bahabov Ad Shabbos Acheres. The Vihinoyam is Moishir. We didn't finish Shabbos yet. We didn't, the state of, again, you see the Rishoyim didn't go to, it's still Shabbos. You see Maraya before Havdolah, it's called the Malki is still here. It's only a Hetta Malachia, but the Shabbos is still here. So the Arizal says the purpose of the Hinoyam is that we are Moishir. Kedushas HaShabbos for the whole week. That's what the Vinoyim accomplishes. And therefore, the Arizal says, if that's what it accomplishes, you should stand up by the whole Vinoyim. We would figure out how it's Moshev, we'd understand why you have to stand up also. But Al Kaponim, that's what the Arizal said. The Arizal is telling us Al Kaponim what to do. But Al Kaponim, he says, if you don't stand up by the whole Vinoim, by Yeshiva mistakes, but by the Pasuk Vinoim, make sure to stand up. So that's very essential. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Upasig Vihinoyam Tzorich La'omrei Mu'umid. This you have to say standing up. The minimum standing is by the Pasig. And the Shari Shiva brings down the Rizal says, L'chatchila, one should stand up by the whole Vihinoyam and Yeshiv B'Seisa. V'yesh Mekoymais Shein Oimrim Vihinoyam B'Veis Ha'ovel. Now, why don't they say Vihinoyam the Beis Ha'ovel? Because Vihinoyam is a tefillah for Hatzloche in the work we're going to do the whole week. Umayse Yodeinu Koinen Aleinu. So we're asking the Rabbeinu Shlom that our Mayse Yodayim, our Meloche, should be Behatzloche. A'ovel, who will not work the whole week, because the chelik of the week he's a novel, he's also b'maloche, so therefore he doesn't say Vinoyam. And that is why if Yontif falls out in the middle of the week, so he also won't work the whole week, that's why he don't say Vinoyam. So now we'll understand the Halach is what it says in the Luach, but now we're going to the Mekoyel. Nak Maschilin Yoshev B'Seisa. So here we say Yoshev B'Seisa, but the word V'Noyim we don't say. And by Yontem we don't say the whole thing. V'Sei the Kedushim. Hainu Shemeschilin Bata Kodesh. They name removal of seeing goyel of fishing gula balaylo. Lachen gamba nizo historisi e noimrem. Fisher smuchim em la dodi besefe yeshaye, uvut seeing goyel, vanizo historisi. So since ain gula balaylo, we don't say these two psukim. Umashe kosov shoimrem baarichus. Hainu b'ne'imais koil, to say it slowly with a niggin, k'day she'yis'orech ma'at yoyter, that it should take a little longer. U'la'akev l'rishoyim milachzer l'ganem, that to hold back the rishoyim from entering the ganem. Da'ad she'yashlimu Yisrael sidreyem nimsheches kedusha Shabbos. Till we say, till we finish Vata Kodesh, there's still a kedusha Shabbos. Even though we said Ata Chenantono, there's still a kedusha Shabbos. Va'achakach choizrem ligehenem. And afterwards they go to Gehenim. Chmaisha Omru Chazal, the Mamaitsoi Shabbos, Soyik HaMemuna Ala Ruchais, Chizru LeGehenim, Shekvar Hishlimu Yisrael Asidreim. They finished already Vata Kodesh. What? No. So we once mentioned that the Chazaynish, before Meirev, he used to, when there was a Zman Meirev, he used to start the Meirev also longer. He used to slip off the Meirev. And then later the Meirev is also the Hu-Hu-Rachum. Then the Bochu is longer, the Bochu Shemavosh, everything is longer. So they asked the Chazaynish, why doesn't the time for Meirev is 9 o'clock? Why does he stop it off to 2 minutes after 9? So he says, for the Rishoyim in Gehenim. So they asked him, the Rishoyim in Gehenim, the Brisker Rav starts much later. So he says, that's for his Rishoyim, but for my Rishoyim. So each Tehillah has its own Rishoyim. It's all members. So Kaponim. I don't know. I think it's a hindrance to daven in a place where they start davening late. What? When is the Yontem talking? They don't go. They get off, sure. Yontem, they get off. What are you talking? It's not only for his father, there's the whole Kehila. No. That's everything helps, but I'll come on. I don't know. Let's go further to the Ramo. Obizman She'ein Oimrim V'hinoyam. But Al Kaponim, it's kedai to say over for 1 minute. The Rabbi Shlokhaim Kaplan, Zechayinu Bracha, was the Mashkiach and Beis Medrash Elyon. So they said over by his Petirim. Rabbi Yeruchim said, it was an Eidem by Rabbi Yeruchim, the Mir Mashkiach. Rabbi Yeruchim said that in the Mir, there were bigger Talmidei Chachomim than him. Why did he take him for an Eidim? He took him for a son-in-law because he used to think seriously about the Gehenim. He took it seriously. Al Kaponim, we see in Shulchan Aruch, he also took it seriously. That means every year, it was something that it's a fact of life, or The Mamela, whatever one can do to alleviate the pain of the Rishoyim, we do. Now, let's see further the Gemara. Bizman shein oimrim v'hinoyam, kegoin shechal yontiv v'shevuam, you don't say v'hinoyim, so we don't say v'hinoyim, yeshe v'seise, ein oimrim say the kedushim. Aval oimrim v'yitim l'chom. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, kegoin shechal yontiv, haynu, afilu chal b'yoyim shishi, afilu yontiv is on a Friday, the be'inin shekol ha'shavua yeh roi l'malochem. We only say v'hinoyam, u'maise yodeinu toinen aleinu, which is going on a tzlocha in Maise Yodov, that's davke if the whole week is a working week. Mishum d'chsiv u'maise yodeinu toinen aleinu. But if in that week there's one day Yontif, I feel Yontif is on a Friday, but it's not a full week that one works. So we don't say V'noim, we don't say V'ata Kodesh. V'at V'davki Yontif Gomor. Avol Purim. But if Purim falls out in the middle of the week, so even though there's a minig maybe, not to work for him. Oh yeah, if they say shechal b'mei achol, ein limnoya miloyma v'inoy b'moitzoy shabbos shalafono. So since meikar adin meloch is mutter, so mamelu then we say v'inoyam. So therefore, he brings down that means if Pesach is Shabbos, and Erev Pesach is Friday, we say the Shabbos, the Meitzoy Shabbos before V'hinoyam. Aval Oimrim V'yitin Lachom. Further. B'say the Kedushim, the V'hinoyam Shaykh L'mleches HaMishkan, Shaboy Berech Moshe L'Yisrael, V'shor Shesimu M'leches HaMishkan. Vayidei ze sholse shchine. Ze shemaslichem kosuk va'ata kodesh yoshev tehilos Yisrael. Lachem bizman sheinoimrim v'inoyam, which was a broch on ashros ha'shchine b'mlachas ha'mishkan. Einoimim emeile kol say de kedushel. V'yitin l'cho shem psukim shal brochim Bitchulas Yemei HaShavuam. This we do say. V'noyim v'atakodesh Yeshtem Molochem. So let's say if it's Chalamoid, you don't say V'noyim v'atakodesh. But V'yitin l'cho you say. V'chilukim in Hogim, if you say V'yitin l'cho before Abdullah or after Abdullah. Zot de Machabam Mavdil Shliach Tibo Kidei Lahoiti Mi Shein Layoyin. A person who does not have wine, so they say Abdolin Shul Ago Venoagu Loima Ulahaske Aliyo Hanovi. The Maitzoi Shabbos, Litzvalo, Sheyovoi, Vivasreinu, Hagulo. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Mi She'ein Lo Yoyin. The Mi She'yesh Lo Yayin, Yoyset Toim, She'yavdo Beveisoi. They Lohoiti Es Kol B'nei Beisoi. But that means there's a big problem. If a person was yoyter with Havdolah in shul, and his wife didn't make Havdolah, so it's not so kosher for him to make Havdolah for her. It's better that she should make Havdolah herself. So Mamela, so if he has wine home, so then he should not be yoyter in the shul. But if he doesn't have wine home, so I don't know what his wife is going to do, but I'll compare him, then he should be yaitzah with Abdullah. Yeah, b'mayitzah. And then it says, we masker Eliyahu Novi. The Inka Be'erivin Mufsech Lehen LeYisrael Shein Eliyahu Bo Loi Ba'arvei Shabosais V'loi Ba'arvei Yomim Toivim Mipnei HaTorah. Eliyahu HaNovi will not come Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif Mipnei HaTorah. What does HaTorah mean? Shemanichim Tzorchei Shabbos. If he'll come Erev Shabbos, so Shelzach for everyone is the middle of making the kugel, putting up the cholin. Rabbeisai Eliyahu Novi came. So they leave over everything. They'll be mekabel ponim Eliyahu Novi. Shemenichim tzorchei Shabbos, vahulchim lahakbel ponov. So memele, it's what's going to be with the cholin and the kugel. So he won't come. Forget about he'll another day. He'll be gevaldik in tirche. He has to be mekabel ponim Eliyahu Novi. So he won't come erev Shabbos erev Yontev. And now that's erev Shabbos. Shabbos he also won't come because it's a shaila of tchumim lemaila meyesorev. So he won't come in Shabbos. Agavuch, there's a more dikeshimus chasam soifer. He doesn't come, he won't come Shabbos because it's chutz l'tchum. Rek the chasam soifer, when there's a bris in Shabbos, you say, Eliyahu Malach HaBris, Hine Shalach Lefonecho. Why say Eliyahu Malach HaBris? He's not here. He's chutz l'tchum. He doesn't come Shabbos. As they practice some sefer. Zotzef some sefer, Eliyahu has two forms. He's a Malach and he has a guf. He has a guf also. Als Malach, there's not in tchumim. So by the bris he comes off Malach, Eliyahu Malach HaBris in Yishalach Lefanecho. But to come to be Mevav to Klal Yisrael, he's going to come with a goof. By a goof, already this is Chutz L'Tchum. He's not going to come in Shabbos. So that's why he won't come in Shabbos. But there, well, Kain Onam is following Kiv in Sha'ovar HaShabbos, V'yochel Lovoi, now, it's not Erev Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. Shayomai v'yibasreinom. Should it come and be mabasaros? Bain b'li yorabi shekosa damedagdakim oimrim kash kamshap yizmaini v'shirim kashayim etzuyim etzleinu v'roi lizoy loima ribayne shaloylam hochel aleinu. This is a tefillah that's in the Zmiris. He who be Rishalmi. So this bracha that we ben Shariyora, Shariyach Yomim, all this one should say, Maitzoi Shabbos. And there's a machloikis if you say before Abdullah or after Abdullah. But this should zicha be said. Yesh mekoim shemadlikim neiris bimkoim oifel. They were madlik neiris. By days of zocher shol l'meluchim. And others are madlik al shulchan to be melave the malke.